AM 760 KFMV presents Auto Talk with host Brian Bowerson. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian right now, 1-800-760-KFMB.
All right, good morning, folks, and welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock, in the house today. As we are discussing reasons that your car may be vibrating, or anything else that you guys want to talk about, of course, you can always give me a call, as stated here at 1-800-760-KFMB. That's 1-800-760-5362. Anything automotive related, I'm happy to talk to you about. We'll see how many people are up and awake on this Memorial Day weekend. Obviously, want to throw out there, you know, a thank you, although, you know, this is Memorial Day weekend is truly about memorializing our brothers and sisters in the armed forces that have been lost, making sure that this great country of ours stays free and you have the freedoms that you have today. So it's a good time to take a second and just remember that and all those lost and thank them, obviously, for their sacrifice so that we can all still be here doing what we do. So as me and the Garden Talk guys said, we were having a thing. I said, happy Memorial Day. And they said, well, it's really not happy. It's somber, which is true. I think that you should still celebrate the day and the holiday and the weekend. And, you know, we're giving thanks basically for the folks that are gone and for what they gave up for us. So there you go. So welcome to a Memorial Day weekend Auto Talk Radio here. I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which is West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified for over 26 years now. Boy, it seems like just yesterday, to be honest with you. Taking care of folks up there in North County for a long period of time, though. West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved and smog certified out there in El Cajon, taking care of folks out there for over 5 years now in the East County. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue right in central San Diego. AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks there in central San Diego for over 2 years now as of this month. And now West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, previously Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmissions, Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified over there, smog certified, taking care of folks in the Golden Triangle over there for, well, as you know, we molded in with Dan and for over 30 years, pretty much, those guys. So along with us now, we're there to help Dan take care of everything. So you can stop in and see us there. All of us at the West Automotive Group, all our employees, myself, come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio, as all of us truly believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in, have your vehicle serviced to repair, and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. The West Automotive Group at all its locations is proud to offer 6-month no interest for your vehicle service and repairs on approved credit. Actually, really great. We have two different arms that we use, and it is very helpful to a lot of folks, especially in a time when times are tough and that, and it's nice to get 6 months. You can pay off your car repairs without any interest. So make sure and ask about that when you stop into one of our locations. We're happy to help you out with that. You do also get a card with that that you can use again if you have another repair, you know, another 6 months down the road or whatever. So it's always a good thing to have as far as that goes. You can take advantage of our no-charge CertiCare transmission diagnosis. If you think you have a transmission problem or concern, call or hop on westautomotivegroup.com and set up an appointment to bring your vehicle in to have it do the initial no-charge diagnosis for the CertiCare, anything transmission-related. Along, you know, that way we can get it checked out and find out. Often we see people that are recommended to replace a transmission that don't actually need a transmission. So we'd hate to see you do that expensive repair and then come to find out there's still the problem exists. So let's get it in and have one of our experts check it out at the West Automotive Group. You can also take advantage of our free shuttle rides to or from work or home, low-cost rental vehicles at any of our four locations. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. by going to westautomotivegroup.com. You can also pick up my Automan segments from there if you haven't seen them on the Friday evening news on the CW. I am the Automan, and I do a segment every Friday morning, and then it's redone on Friday evening news. If you haven't seen those and you want to get to our YouTube channel, you can get there through westautomotivegroup.com. Or also Auto Talk Radio from there. If you missed any of our shows and you want to pick up the podcast and listen to one of them, they're all listed there. You can click right through. It'll take you right through to the website they're stored on at 760KFMB. So they're all there and available. So the westautomotivegroup.com, make appointments, etc. Check us out. Anything you need to know, contact us through there. That's the best way to go for sure. You can email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. That's autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Or you can call up to the Escondido location, 760-741-5323. That's 760-741-5323. Always Monday through Friday and Saturdays 8 to noon, somebody there to answer your questions or direct you to the other locations. You can call me right now with any of your topics at 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362, 1-800-760-5362. Anything automotive related, happy to talk to you about. Let's grab a Don in Oceanside real quick. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
More than happy to.
I have a, thank you. I have a 2012 Passat TDI.
Okay.
And I'm calling about cold starts.
Okay.
If I fire my car up, I press the start button, kind of let it ding, ding, ding. I think that's something with the glow plugs or something, I think one of the guys told me.
Correct.
And then drive after that, the car lugs along. It just won't accelerate. Really sounds very disconcerting.
Mm-hmm.
But once I get going about a quarter of a mile, driving slowly, or if I sit and wait, it might warm up. But usually it takes me about a quarter of a mile before the temperature comes up, and then it starts cruising right along.
Gotcha.
Is there an issue there, or should I just be more patient?
No, it sounds like to me you might have one or more glow plugs that are not operating properly.
Okay.
And so what happens is, the reason that it smooths out eventually is once we get the engine up to operating temperature, then that fuel starts igniting just fine, and the car runs just fine once it's at operating temperature, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, so I would say we probably have one or two glow plugs that maybe are not lighting off the way they should. Just need to get it in.
How many plugs are there?
That is a four-cylinder, so there is a glow plug in every single cylinder. There's four.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I believe that's a four. That could be a five-cylinder diesel. I'm not sure on that year, to be honest with you. But it's there's a glow plug for every cylinder. Let me put it that way. So it makes it easy. But, yeah, so if we got one or two that aren't working, you can get that misfire condition when you first start it cold. And that's what's going on until it warms up, and then it starts hitting on all of them. I would recommend to definitely get that taken care of. The reason why is when you are getting that misfire, you're dumping that raw diesel right into the exhaust. So we don't need to be doing that.
How expensive a job is that?
Usually replacing glow plugs aren't that bad, to be honest with you. On that one, off the top of my head, I really don't know, and it depends on how many it needs. But getting it diagnosed and then fixed is usually, that's not like major internal repair. So as long as that's what it is, it's not that bad a repair.
Okay. That's something you guys work on, diesel?
Absolutely, yes. We do a ton of them over in Escondido also, which would be the closest to you if you're in Oceanside.
Okay, all right.
Okie dokie.
And would that be something that you'd have to leave the car overnight, or?
Well, usually because we'd want the car cold, it works best, yeah. So usually probably on that, what we'd recommend is that if you could drop it off in the evening or at the end of the day, from there we'd diagnose a cold in the morning just to go, because we always want to verify what a vehicle's doing, and that's the best way to diagnose it. So, yeah, in this situation, it would be best.
Okay. All right, thank you so much for taking the call.
No problem, Don. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful, safe weekend out there.
All right, you too.
All right, Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. So, great question when it comes to a diesel. You get that cold start, and the car misfires initially. The combustion chambers are not warmed up enough to light off that diesel fuel, even with the high compression. Therefore, you get a misfire until the car warms up. Then once the car warms up, obviously it stops misfiring and runs just like a champ. So I've seen that more than once for sure. Let's grab Steve and Crest real quick. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, guys. Happy somber Memorial Weekend.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it is. I know what the guys were talking about on the garden show, that being somber because, you know, we lost an uncle in World War II, and then all the other people that sacrificed their lives. We got to, you know, definitely hand it to them for, like you said, our freedom that we're here for today.
Great men giving us our freedom for sure.
Exactly. So, like, we'll salute them first and foremost. But anyway, I have this 07 Chevy Silverado I bought brand new. And it's been having, like, electrical problems for the past couple of years. And I'm not sure exactly what it is, if it's fuses or some kind of, I don't know. I mean, like, the radio was coming on and off intermittently.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you open your door, you'll have the door sensor dinging, and that's like very dim.
Okay.
And like the door switch, or like the window switch on the driver's side, if you try to close your window while your door's open, it won't close. You'd have to actually get in the truck to close it. But I'm finding out if I close the door halfway, it'll start going up. I don't know if there's a switch in the door hinge or a button by the door, or and then
sounds like me to me. We might have a short or something causing an issue in the bendable loom that comes into the door, possibly.
Right. I'm thinking maybe water, you know, gotten to the doors and shorting out some electrical speaker. I don't know.
Yeah, weird. Usually water is not that much of a problem unless you submerge the truck, which I doubt. Rainwater won't usually do it. Doors leak everything out of them, so
right.
It's usually not a problem. But I have seen where we get breaks in the loom, especially the bendable loom that opens and closes between the door.
Right.
But we can diagnose that, and that's not too bad a thing to do. I've also seen some junction box problems with those vehicles. So just depends. It's something that somebody's going to have to go through the testing to figure out exactly what's causing it.
Oh, okay. So that's like an hour or so diagnostic, or a couple hours, or how
yeah,
does that work?
Yeah, usually start with about an hour. If it turns into something too major, then of course we go back and get more time. But usually the initial diagnosis can figure that out. So usually not that big a deal. And we do that in the Elkhound location all the time. I see you're up in Crest, so you're not too far from us.
Well, I'm actually visiting a friend up here. I live in the South Bay, Chula Vista, San Ysidro. Do you have anything out that way?
No, I do not. So the closest would be either Kearny Mesa, which is Balboa, or El Cajon down to there.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Well, thank you very much.
No problem. If we can help you out in any way, let us know. Thanks for being a listener, and have yourself a wonderful, safe weekend, okay?
Oh, I sure will. Thank you.
Take
too.
Care, Steve. Okay, bye-bye. Another great question. We're just full of great questions today as far as... you know, different things. That vehicle sounds to me like there could be a possible wire or a ground that's having a break in the loom. Anything's possible. So that's definitely a need to get checked out kind of thing without question. All right, let's grab Brian in Ocean Beach real quick. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing awesome this morning. How about yourself?
Fine, thanks. I'm looking at the Pacific Ocean and listening to you guys' radio talk, so...
Hopefully it's going to be a beautiful day today, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I have three vehicles, and I do a lot of work on all the vehicles myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I got this problem with my 2002 Honda CR-V, and I got the windows tinted a while back.
Uh-huh.
And it's the window tinting is bubbling.
Ew.
And I went back to the place that tinted them, and they said, they're not in business anymore, so I'm trying to figure out if I should try to take care of this myself, or I don't know. It just seems kind of a pain in the ass. I watch a few YouTube videos. I don't know. What do you recommend on bubbling window?
The reason they're probably out of business is because they weren't good at doing window tint, because they bubbled it. Then it probably happened a lot. That's an installation problem right there, or quality of tint for sure. You know, anytime I need to get something tinted, I go to a professional tent guys that have been around for a long time. They're really good at it. That is almost an art form. It's almost like painting a car, I wouldn't attempt to paint a car. It's not what I do. And it takes somebody that really knows how to do it. You know, I have a good friend of mine that owns a tinting company. He doesn't actually do cars, though, but he does all the window tinting for all our shops when we open them, and he's done all kinds of tinting for me. Does an amazing job. Same kind of deal there, though. You know, that is definitely an art form. So what I would do is just look around and find somebody that does automotive tint that's been around for a long time. Just have them make it right, you know. Go and show what they got, and they'll tell you, hey, we're probably going to have to replace this, et cetera, et cetera. But
you have any recommendations?
I do not. No, you know what? There's plenty of good folks, I presume. We use a tent place on Auto Parkway in Escondido because it's near where I'm at all the time. Up there, I'm trying to remember the name of it. I think it's Solar Tent or something like that. They've always done a good job for me, but I don't have that many things tinted that often. So, I would just look around for people with good reviews that have been in business for a long time. That way, you know, they'll be there if there's a problem.
Thank you very much. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for being a listener. Be safe out there. Enjoy your view. Kind of jealous.
Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye. So staring at the ocean, man, what a beautiful place to be. No kidding this morning. And I think today's going to be a beautiful day. I'm a little concerned tomorrow or Monday might be some rain, though, but we'll see, you know. We've had a lot of rain here. One of those things, man. It is what it is. This is a wet year for us, so lots of rain. It's good reason to keep those wiper blades and headlights and taillights and all that stuff working on your vehicle. That way people can see you out there for sure. No lie. So one of those things. All right, let's grab real quick. I'll grab Jim in Alpine. Good morning, Jim.
How you guys doing down there in the Flatland?
And we're doing awesome this morning. How about yourself up there?
Oh, it's just one of those stunning mornings up here. Just great to be alive, I'm telling you.
Hey, you know what I always say, man? Woke up and stood up. It's a good start to a day.
Hey, I got a 2004 Ford Powerstroke and a 4500, and I've got about 100,000 miles on it.
Uh-huh.
And it's... I've got a Cummins that just, and another truck that just, I hit the, you know, hit the, wait for the glow plugs and it fires right up. The Ford has always taken a while to start, like two or three revs of the motor, and then it starts.
Mm-hmm.
And lately, if I let it sit to the toes of the trailer, it just sits for like maybe a month.
Uh-huh.
And I go back, the batteries are full and everything, but it just won't start until we shoot some ether in the air intake and sort of tickle it, and then it fires up and runs and seems to work okay unless I let it sit for a while. Is it like a check valve or a drain back or something that's letting it all the fuel go out?
It sounds to me like that thing's losing its prime. So somehow, somewhere, I mean, it depends. There's several different ways that can happen with one of those. The key to is finding why, you know, and then obviously addressing it. It doesn't sound like a glow plug issue or nothing like that. Be really careful with that ether, though. I'm sure you are. But you can cause some serious engine damage on those if you get too much in there, obviously.
I hear you.
I just always warn people because I've seen it go wrong, and it gets expensive if it does. But, the real key to that is figuring out, you know, why is it losing its prime?
That's why I'm calling you. I thought you'd go. Oh yeah, we see that all the time. It's the valve at the lift pump.
We do see it with the filters on those sometimes, especially the O-rings dry out on them and they sit and they suck air. So that may be a place to start if you're looking for something simple. When is the last time you replaced the filters on those?
How about never?
Whoa!
I bought the truck with 90,000 on it about a year and a half ago. It's an 04.
Okay, it's an 04, so it's the 6.0 liter.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we recommend replacing the filters on those every couple oil changes. To be honest with you, the fuel filters because of the quality of fuel. I would start there.
Sure.
I would surely start there. If that's something that you do yourself, if not easy enough service to get done. But
where is the filter? Just to give me a little heads up.
That one, I believe the filter, I'm trying to think, that's only got one single filter set, I believe. There's one up by the engine, and there's another one on the frame rail. So it's got two filters, I'm sorry on that.
It does have two filters,
yep,
all right.
Yep, so when they usually come in a package when you buy them, so.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the, you need to replace both of them, too.
Well, I'll start there. It's not a bad thought. I'll give you that.
Well, no, and if they've never been replaced, absolutely, and just kind of go from there. The O-rings come with them also. You need to make sure that those are snug and tight to keep any from sucking air, because we see drivability problems from those when they're installed wrong also.
I'll take a look at that. Thanks a bunch.
You got it. Thanks for being a listener, and have yourself a wonderful, safe weekend.
You too, pal. Bye now.
Bye. Great question on a diesel, although there's multiple things that could cause that. On the 6.0 liter, don't see a ton of that. But then again, if the filter's never been replaced, I'd start there for sure. No lie. And if there is a problem, then we need to get it and diagnose it properly and see about everything. But great question for sure without on things as far as that goes. All right, let's grab Steve real quick in Chula Vista. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, how you doing? Great show. I called a couple of months ago with a Chevrolet Cavalier ignition, broken ignition.
Uh-huh.
The dealer wanted $400 and $200 to put it in, mm-hmm. and that's about what the car's worth. Anyway, it took a long time. What you have to do is you go on one of these internet sites that sells things, and you find a similar ignition. You have to take it apart from your own car very carefully because mm-hmm. the inside's got three different parts.
Mm-hmm.
You undo it. You don't have to disassemble the entire steering wheel or the safety bag, or you don't have to disassemble it from the steering shaft. You just disassemble it carefully. There's a little magic button toward the front of the car. It's a hidden button. You push it, and that will cause the ignition to pop out and release.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot alter the electronics. You cannot alter anything with the coded alarm or whatever. You put in the new ignition, and you power it up. The problem I mainly had is only under battery power will that system do anything. That's why you can't go to the junkyard and buy it, because the junkyard cars don't have 12-volt batteries in them.
Mm-hmm.
So it will never come out without an electric signal.
Mm-hmm.
To pop out that ignition alarm. So finally got it fixed. Car's great.
So what part did you replace on it? The mechanical part?
The cylinder. The ignition cylinder.
So the lock and key cylinder part.
That's correct.
Okay, yes, okay. All right, you left the electronic part in the ignition.
Correct. I left all the electronic circuitry and the alarm circuitry and the feedback loop to the car sensor and all that nonsense. I left it on, left the steering wheel on, left the safety bag on.
Mm-hmm.
The trick is you have to learn like this yoga move with the ignition and the magic.
Yeah,
the magic when you try to pop it out. It's a very
every manufacturer has a special way those come out without question, and it's some of them are extremely difficult. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah,
it's a nightmare. And then about 4 years ago, I had a Cadillac which had one of those magic keys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the secret to that is the magic key is a resistor.
Correct.
If you get a digital multimeter, you can measure it, and it'll say like 840 ohms or 2,1200 ohms, whatever it is.
That's what those are. What we called an old school smart key back in the day.
Yeah. And you go to an electronic shop, and for about $1.50, you magically add up the resistors until it's the same.
You got
it. Simply bypass that circuit, and that saves you about $1,000.
Yep. You could on those old cars. Doesn't work on new cars today. Different system.
Oh,
totally.
Yeah. I'm sure it has to interface with your smartphone, your dumb phone, and you have to get a passcode and a smart app, and it's going to text you that it needs oil today.
There you go.
Which reminds me, I had to help a lady at a Home Depot because she bought a brand new, the German car with the three stars. She bought the top of the line for $200,000.
Mercedes.
And it kept locking her out of her own car. And the other thing is it would not turn on if the tire pressure was 31 pounds instead of 32. And it ran on nitrogen air, which is not cheap and not easy. So the principle of it offended her. So she's in a lawsuit with that company in Germany for $1 million because she paid $200,000 for a car that will not turn on if the tire pressure is 1 pound below the rated amount.
That's a new one for me. I never heard of that one, but interesting.
That's a new one too. And I said, gotcha. Well, good Godspeed. I hope you win that one because that's an idiotic car.
Well,
a little too much brains.
You got it. Thanks for your call, Steve. We're going to have to take our bottom of the hour break. Take care. Have a safe, wonderful weekend. Interesting. Never heard of that, but sometimes there's things I never heard of. Folks, give me a call, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362, and sometimes it's just something that's misunderstood by somebody. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB.
From the studios of News 8, live, local, San Diego's talk and breaking news. This is AM 760.
A turncoat in uniform. I'm Eric Roy. That's one of the stories we're following on AM 760. A Navy sailor has pleaded guilty in San Diego to two counts of espionage for trying to share classified information about nuclear-powered warships with the Russians. The NCIS says 26-year-old Petty Officer Second Class Stephen Kellogg will spend 3 years in the brig and be reduced in rank to an E1. Sandag says the San Diego region is getting $16 million from the state to make infrastructure improvements for bicyclists and pedestrians in Escondido, National City, and San Diego. And the Helen Woodward Animal Center in Rancho Santa Fe is offering free pet adoptions to military families all Memorial Day weekend. This report is sponsored by Lexus Escondido. Now through May 31st at Lexus Escondido, get low 1.9% financing on L-certified NX and RX models. On approved credit, not all buyers qualify. Details at LexusEscondido.com. Partly sunny, 60 degrees at Lindbergh Field, and the San Diego Gulls fell to the Chicago Wolves 2-1 in double overtime at Pechanga Arena last night. That ties up their playoff series. AM 760 KFMB, talk and breaking news.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. God, you guys are helping me make this Memorial Day show awesome. All these calls. It's helpful. I love answering questions anyway. So I do appreciate all your calls in. Do want to remind you, the show is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock nor sell anything else from the West Automotive Group for a simple reason. They are the highest quality batteries out there. If you need an Interstate battery, hop on to westautomotivegroup.com, set up an appointment, or give us a shout either way, and we'll get you an Interstate installed in your vehicle. If you need a battery for any other need, you can check them out at their storefronts. 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Batteries. Battery for every need. All right, let's grab Dan in Valley Center real quick. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning. First, I want to say thank you for all the vets, anyone that might be listening. Thank you very much for all the freedoms and opportunities that we enjoy because of the sacrifices that our military folks make.
Absolutely.
I have a 2014 GMC Sierra that is leaking water. It's coming out from under the dash, apparently coming in from the roof somewhere. I Googled it. I did a Google search and found a couple of guys that said it's apparently there's some kind of water trough in the roof that goes into like a gutter or a drain tube that goes through the frame by the windshield.
Correct.
And apparently those come loose.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of that.
My question is, it seems like it's an easy fix. They say you just take it apart and you put the tube back together. But my question is, why is it coming apart to begin with? Is the tube shrinking when it gets cold? Should it be replaced? What do you know about that?
From what I understand, I've heard about this, but I've never actually seen it or fixed it myself. But from what I understand, the seal where the tube goes together just wasn't real good quality. So what they're doing when they're repairing them is actually siliconing them in, and you don't have a problem anymore. So that's what I've heard. So, I have not actually physically seen that itself. So, how many hits were on there as far as this happening to different people? Were there a lot of them?
I think I found like three.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't look a lot. There might be more, but I looked at three.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I've heard about this. I just haven't seen it. So I don't think it's extremely common, but I think it does happen on certain ones. So, but that is the fix for it, I do believe.
All right, so wherever it's come apart, just take some silicone caulking and put it on there with it when I put it back together.
Yeah, make sure it's good and dry, and then, yes, back together.
All right, very good. And one more question, if I
sure,
can.
Sure.
I bought this truck used and somebody had done some modifications. They got a custom exhaust on it and stuff, and I'm wondering if they had put some kind of aftermarket chip, you know, performance chip in it. I've heard, mm-hmm. you know, guys do this stuff.
Yep.
How would I tell if that's been done?
Well, usually we can actually check the software in the car to find out, but you can also program it back to the latest factory software on top of it, and it gets rid of it if somebody did. So sometimes it's hard to tell. I know that often we'll ask people, especially a lot of those programmers cause transmission failures, stuff like that in on long term. So when we see a car come in with a weird thing, we'll often ask people because sometimes we can't pick it up either. Sometimes the best way to know to correct it is just to reflash the powertrain control module to the latest GM software for that vehicle and VIN. So,
okay, yeah, because that was going to be my next question is, you know, what your feeling was on these aftermarket chips that these guys are putting in, because I've always felt like don't mess with the factory stuff, you know, that you might be doing some harm.
And you say it
can cause some transmission problems?
Yeah, you can cause all kinds of problems on some of these. Some of these guys that do this programming stuff are amazing. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they really know what they're doing. There's a lot of other guys out there that are not amazing, and some of the stuff they're selling is just there's consequences that they didn't figure into when they were doing all this programming changing. So, also in the state of California, most of that stuff's illegal, by the way. It's only for off-road routes. Yeah. Unless they have a CARB ID number for it, which I haven't seen one of these programmers yet that has a CARB ID number. So, most of them do not, I would presume. And most of them come with
one issue.
Sure. What was
it? Sorry, I have one issue in the morning when I first started up. I have a kind of a steep driveway, and as I start to go up my driveway, it'll cut out, almost like stall for a second. You know, I'm accelerating up the driveway, and then it just like it loses gas and power. It's just a hesitation, just for a second.
Yeah, could be with their programming if there is aftermarket software in there. You know, their cold start programming wasn't just right or something like that. It's hard to say. There's so many things they change when they do that. That's why sometimes you end up with weird issues like that.
Okay. So, I'll take it in and get it checked then. See if they can find that. And
we can check it and we can reprogram it. It's easy to do if need be. So, it's not that big a deal, but yeah, a lot of times it's just best to put it back to factory.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
No problem, Dan. Thanks for being a listener. Be safe out there. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Bye. Hey, great question. Great question. Actually, Dan, give me a call back when you get a chance. If you're going to do that tube yourself or whatever, I'm just curious to see what exactly where you found and it was a part at. Because like I said, I've heard of that, haven't seen it. So always like to kind of hear about stuff like that. Let's grab Bob in San Diego. Good morning, Bob.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, unless I get rid of this truck. But anyway, I have an 04 truck. I have an 04 truck with a 6.0 motor in it, and I have 275,000 miles. I had it brand new.
Nice.
I keep it up. I change oil every 5,000 miles, change transmission every year, coolant every year. I keep it up. I bought it because I did a lot of towing out of state. Now I don't do any towing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having an issue in the morning, start it up. I go up a slight hill. It feels like there's a governor on the motor until I get up on flat ground and go for about a quarter mile, and it warms up enough and it drives okay the rest of the day with no problems.
Gotcha.
It's driving me to drink, and I don't know if there's glow plugs in these motors or not.
There is.
Oh, there is?
Okay. Absolutely. It's a 6.0-liter Ford diesel, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There is definitely glow plugs and a glow plug controller. And then, of course, sometimes we see weird injector issues going on. It just depends on, there's a lot of things that can cause something like that, but it may just be something related to, like you said, glow plug wise, if it's only happening when it's cold.
And it only happens for a quarter of a mile, and then
it's gone.
After that, it's gone. I can do whatever speed they want to go.
Yeah, so not the glow plugs don't always fully fail, but sometimes they get worn out. And what happens is they don't light off the way they're supposed to, so they don't. We don't have an open circuit, so it doesn't set a code for a burned out glow plug. But the glow plug is not working properly, so it doesn't heat the way it's supposed to. Therefore, you can have a cold cylinder for a couple miles, just kind of like the Volkswagen guy. It sounds like I'm having a lot of that. Maybe it's because we're having a wet, cold year. That's why we're seeing a lot more of that right now.
Well, I've been putting up with it for a year, so I'm about to have it. I probably will never buy another diesel again. The maintenance on it's unbelievable.
Well, it is. And I tell people all the time, I have a 2009 Kings Ranch diesel. And I tell that I recently ended up with, and I tell people all the time, if you're not towing, you don't need a workhorse of a truck for some reason, then a diesel's probably not your best option, as far as that goes. But if you're towing all the time, like you said, you tow out of state. Oh man, even though it costs, it still saves you. It's the way to go. So it just depends on your needs for sure.
Okay. Well, is it hard to change a glow plug, or I'll probably have to bring it into you guys over in El Cajon and have it diagnosed, but is it a problem changing the glow plug?
No, they're not that bad on those. Not that bad. So, but yeah, we get it checked out. Huh?
Since I got so many miles on it, you recommend that if it is glow plugs, just change them all out?
That usually is my recommendation. It depends on cost, though, and what you want to put into it, but usually yes, because if we have one that started to fail, what happens is we replace one. Then a couple, not long later, another one fails and another. And to be honest with you, you've got one that's failed or two starting to fail. Then if we replace them all, it also extends the life of the glow plug controller, because you can get a glow plug like shorts and it can take out the controller. And if they're starting to go bad, you can save yourself money in the long run just replacing them all. So, yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a mechanic that can work on it for less than $1,000. It's just hard to find.
Yeah, well, if... I understand what you're saying. There's no cheap repairs on any of those diesels for sure. I get what you mean. So no question.
But I had somebody change the oil cooler, and there's supposed to be, and there's another cooler underneath there.
EGR cooler.
Did you
put a bulletproof on it?
Well, he did the oil cooler, put it all back together. I'll be doggone 2 weeks later. I'm using water. He said, EGR cooler. I said, why didn't we bench test it? I said, you got to be kidding me.
No, that is totally You go in there to do the oil cooler, you do the EGR cooler, especially if it's factory. If it was a bulletproof cooler, it would have never leaked again. So we put bulletproof coolers on those because they never leak again. So they're tubed ones, which is the new style, versus the finned ones that had so many problems on those 6.0 liters. So, yeah, unfortunately, that you were not treated right there. Should have done the whole job, or should have at least recommended it to you while in there, and then you could have declined. If you would, then it's on you. But if he never recommended it to him, that's on him. That's a bad way to do things.
Well, it still cost me another $850.
See, that's what I mean. That was a bad way to do. Yeah, that wasn't good to you. That's not how we like to do things. If we would have gone in to do the oil cooler, we'd have recommended to do the EGR cooler. You're right there. So you might as well do them both.
I even asked him. He says, we bench tested is fine. But whatever. I said, it's got 276,000 miles on the motor.
Yeah, I would have told you right then, put a bulletproof on this. You'll never have to worry about it again.
Yeah.
So, sorry. Well, I'm sorry you had to deal with that, Bob.
Well, good thing I'm not a drinking man.
That's true. Well, have an enjoyable weekend. If we can help you out with your truck, let us know.
Thanks, sir.
Take care now. Bye-bye. So, great questions. All right. I'm going to have to hold on there, the other Bob. We're going to have to take our last break here real quick. You can give us a call here, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. We'll be right back after these messages. This is Auto Talk Radio. Hey, so anyway, here we are, Memorial Day weekend, Auto Talk Radio. Let's, real quick, before I run out of time, let's grab Bob in San Diego. Are you there, Bob?
Good morning.
Good morning. This says engine blew up. That doesn't sound good, Bob.
Real bad. I've got a 2003 Sequoia.
Okay.
Has 267,000 miles on it. I loaned it to a friend, and he drove it. The radiator, which is plastic, it broke. It split.
Oh, man, yeah.
It kept driving. We had it towed to my mechanic that I've had for over 20 years. They did everything they could. They didn't spend a penny on it until they determined the engine was ruined. Now, he has up in Otay Mesa, there's these wrecking yards. There's a guy up there that he knows, and he has a Sequoia motor. It's got 120,000 miles on it, and they're going to swap it out.
Okay.
I'd like your opinion on those swap outs. There's a 30-day, I mean, excuse me, a 90-day warranty on this swapped-out motor.
Yeah, you know, uses can be a gamble sometime. I got to be honest with you, though. So, number one, Toyota doesn't sell long blocks for those. And if they did, it'd be extremely expensive. There are some probably aftermarket-wise you can get, but that's an expensive motor. So, if sometimes use like that is not a bad deal, you know, I mean, as far as that goes. And I will tell you this, you get it in the car and it's running and everything. One thing I would do if I'm going to do that is I'd replace the timing components on the water pump, the timing belt, the thermostat, all those kind of things, spark plugs and all that. Take that motor, okay. Put it in, and you know what? You're throwing the dice a bit, but you probably end up with a good running motor. So, because you're going to know, it's 90 days, I mean, without question. Now, down the road, could it fail? Sure. But 120,000 miles, as long as it's never been overheated or anything, the odds are it's fine, you know? So, I that with the mileage on that Sequoia you have, and that's probably your best cost-effective option. Does that make sense?
Oh, I appreciate the opinion, yes.
So I just need to, you know, we always look those over really good. I got to be honest, there is a place that usually we use a different place that comes with a six-month warranty on motors if we do that for somebody. We do recommend it sometimes. But it just, I don't know this yard that it's coming from, but we use specific salvage suppliers when we do that just to make sure we're getting the best, and they're good at getting us the best quality. I think with the mileage on that to put that road vehicle back on the road, if it's a vehicle you want, need, and willing to continue to drive it, that's not a bad option.
All right. Well, thank you guys for being on the air. This is really helpful.
No problem, Bob. Hey, any other questions, you let me know. Like, you can always email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com or give me a call. Happy to help you.
All right. Great.
Take care. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. Bye-bye now.
You too.
All right, so I guess we're wrapping things up here without question. See, the Smart Investing crew just rolled in. They're coming up right up behind me. Man, this hour went by quick. I do appreciate all you for your phone calls and everything. You are what helped make the show awesome without question. I do love all the questions and all that stuff as far as that goes. I want everybody to enjoy the weekend out there. Be safe. No drinking and driving, folks. There's plenty of ways to get around. There is no need to be doing that. So have a safe, wonderful weekend so you can come back next week after all your fun. You know what? Just remember what this holiday is all about. Paying homage to those that have given their lives for our freedom, you know, Memorial Day weekend. So enjoy your families that are here with you. And even though this weekend's not specifically about that, thank a vet or a service member if you run into one, because they truly are what make this country great without question, or help our keep our freedoms great for sure. San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and shiny side up. If we can help you out, hit us up at westautomotivegroup.com or email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Up next is Brent and Chase. They look like they're all ready to go. So they'll jump right in here and take over from here. Stay tuned. These guys know what to do with money. So great guys. I appreciate everybody joining me. Trying to think. Any closing thoughts here? Be safe on the road. This is going to be one of the most traveled weekends, they're saying, without question. So keep the rubber side down and shiny side up till next Saturday. This has been Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB.
AM 760 KFMB.
West Automotive Group. Whether your personal vehicle or a fleet of vehicles needs service or repair, go to West Automotive Group. Brian Bowersock, he is San Diego's car guy, right? He's the host of Auto Talk Radio on Saturday mornings at KFMB, which is the only radio show that I've ever called into. And also, he's the auto man on the CW San Diego. And his customers have been receiving top-of-the-line maintenance and repairs since 1992. They make it all easy for you. Right, free shuttle service to and from work or your house, low-cost rental vehicle if you need that, while their professional ASE-certified technicians provide you with the ultimate automotive experience. Take advantage of their no-charge AAA 40-point vehicle inspection with any service repair at one of their four convenient locations: Escondido, El Cajon, Kearny Mesa, now Miramar, UTC. West Automotive Group, where they never Put money ahead of people. You can book an appointment, westautomotivegroup.com.
What's now? What's next? All you need to know. AM 760 KFMB San Diego.